Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hollywood Life Cast, where we bring you the best exclusive celebrity news, the juicy celebrity interviews, and insider secrets about all of your favorite stars. And now, your host, former editor-in-chief of Cosmo, Glamour, and Us Weekly, the president and editor-in-chief of HollywoodLife.com, Bonnie Fuller!
Hey guys, we are here with the Hollywood Life Podcast, and we are so excited to be back. It has been a long weekend, and so much has happened over the Thanksgiving break. And also, it's a long time since I've talked to you because I was away in LA on business, of course, for Hollywood Life. And so I missed a week and then we missed last week. So we're here today, an unusual day for us on Monday, but there's so much news we have to talk about. Guess who got engaged? If you don't know, then you are definitely living on another planet, not even Mars, somewhere even farther away. But Prince Harry and Meghan Markle engaged, as we told you they would be at Hollywood Life. So we must talk about that. And then a couple that were not together for Thanksgiving, but we will fill you in on why. Justin Bieber and Selena, both very busy over Thanksgiving, just not together. We got to talk a bit about Miss Universe, the pageant. Then Kylie and Travis Scott and their big fight. And finally, Naya Rivera arrested for domestic battery. But before we get to that, I'm not alone here in my Hollywood Life podcast studio. I am here with our editorial coordinator, Ali Stagnita.
She has two Fendi purses and a silver Lexus.
One time she met John Stamos on a plane
and he told her she was pretty.
I love that. That is so much better than the hungry one.
But wait a second. That's very familiar. Was not that Chloe Melas's intro, Gino?
Gino!
Yeah, but it's so good.
You're recycling intro.
That is so not cool, Gino.
Gino always says that I remind him of Chloe, though. Who? He does say it.
Wait, who?
Gino, the producer. Dropping that knowledge.
Well, this is the thing. Allie is my new Chloe. Chloe was like our on-camera person for a long time.
But it's sort of kind of creepy. Like if you, do you do this to your girlfriends? Like when one girlfriend exits, you have like all the same things for the next one?
I like to trade in for a younger model every few years. Allie's the latest and greatest.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, Gino, I can't believe how sexist you're sounding. And especially when we're in a watershed moment of women's empowerment and like women fighting sexual harassment.
Well,
that is objectifying.
Chloe is doing other things, and now we have the wonderful Ali Stagnita as our host of our Hollywood Life videos, and she's on the podcast too. And she has fancy things, so I feel like that drop really works.
He does always say that I remind him of Chloe when I'm standing up there, like when I want to sing on camera, and he's like, "You are always in the center of attention. You are Chloe."
Yes. Ali can tell many stories about how she was born for the spotlight.
Well, you know, a lot of people feel that way. We should all be born for our own spotlight. In fact, I think that's something that every young woman should feel.
I think it's empowering.
And Gino,
yes.
I think it's time to find, I think, Ali, her own intro beat or whatever you call that.
Signature. I like that one. I think we could add a little bit. I think, you know,
do something.
Why do you have like someone being like, Gino's about to drop some knowledge? Like, can I do a voiceover?
Well, I mean, if you guys want to chip in and making these things, maybe something cool would happen.
Happy to.
But anyway, enough about the inner workings of the show at Ali Stagnita on the social media. What are you crushing on this week?
Well, I am crushing on Bella Hadid. We are on the eve of the Victoria's Secret fashion show airing, and just the pictures. Ooh,
Victoria
that came
fashion
out.
Show eve.
Victoria's Secret Fashion Show Eve.
Tomorrow night's the big night.
It is. And just from the pictures that have come out.
That is Tuesday. Tuesday, for those of you who don't hear us today.
Yes. Tuesday, November 29th. And so a lot of pictures came out before of the show that was taped in Shanghai last week on November 20th. And Bella looked so amazing. She looked strong. She looked beautiful. She was smiling. And she even noted the difference from last year to this year. Her body had changed so much. Like, she was really working on her strength rather than working on her thinness. And, you know, she ate what she wanted, but she worked out. And so, and you could really tell that she was so proud. She was curvaceous and just like sexy and fun. And I just was really happy for her, because I think that last year she was not in the best place. I mean, she had to walk down her first Victoria's Secret runway next to her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that was a drag. That was trying.
You can't feel as your best if you're doing that. And so I think that this year was really her year, and you could tell. And I don't know, I thought it was kind of, I felt bad that Gigi couldn't be there, but I thought it was kind of nice for Bella to take the spotlight.
I do have to say though, like, when I want to drop some weight, a bad breakup really curbs your appetite, you know, if you have a fashion show going up.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Like, last year, like, she was too, she even knew that she was too thin. She wasn't smiling. She was just kind of like vampire-y. And this year she was like, bam. Like, you can tell she just rocked the show.
I'd like to be one of those, like, almost 6 feet tall models, 21 years old. And then, you know, when you're 6 feet tall and 21 years old, even if you're a model, you can pretty much eat whatever you want.
Agreed.
Yeah. High
Plus
metabolism
they work out
time.
So much.
Yeah. Well, their whole job is walking. Like, they're always moving. That's and true. Traveling. Well, yes, she is beautiful. I cannot deny that. And you know who else is beautiful? Are all the contestants for Miss Universe. And we covered Miss Universe last night. And I am crushing on all of them. Every single one of them, when they were interviewed, was so damn smart mm-hmm. and articulate. And like and focused on, I think, sincerely on important causes and women's empowerment. And I was really impressed because, you know, usually when you have these kind of pageants, you get like one or two of the women will malfunction. They'll just mm-hmm. say something completely ridiculous. But about the only thing that was ridiculous last night was Miss Thailand. When she butchered Steve Harvey's name, and he totally deserved it.
I really appreciated last night's airing of it, because I really loved when the girls would get together in the pre-taped parts and talk about current issues.
Yeah.
Like, they would sit down and be like, you know, sexual harassment in the workplace is happening everywhere. Like, what do we do about it? How are we going to fix it? And it would be these girls from all these different countries, and some countries that don't get along. And they would kind of work through these problems together and talk about it. And I really loved, too, when they talked about why they walk in a bathing suit, because that's always been such a big issue.
I know, but I really felt like it was excuses. I really think it's time for the bathing suits to go. I do. I mean, it just is so objectifying. Like, talk about objectifying. They don't need to do it. They're gorgeous. They look great in their gowns and their national costumes. Like, why make them sort of like pieces of meat having to parade in these little bathing suits? But I really felt like Miss Jamaica was so beautiful, so smart, and I loved her big, her like yellow drapey gown. And she teaches deaf children. And their Miss Venezuela was a mechanical engineer. Miss USA, Kara McCullough, I was really disappointed that she didn't make it to the final five or even the final three.
She wasn't in final three.
But she didn't make it even to the final five. And she works for the Nuclear Commission. Like, she is like a nuclear engineer. You cannot mm-hmm. get smarter than that. And being able to talk about the importance of science for little girls learning it, I thought that was great. Miss South Africa was terrific, and she won. And she apparently was carjacked mm-hmm. about a month after being named Miss South Africa. And she fought off the people that attacked her.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Bonnie, I actually have some audio from one of these contestants and these amazing answers.
I believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so. Because some
people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and what? Should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
See, Bunny, I always learn a lot from these pageants.
Gino, you know what? You are really in bad form today because that was none of the contestants from last night. That was somebody who was totally incoherent. I'm not sure who it was. But they were the women last night were completely coherent, completely articulate. I mean, I know
the
that
only one
Allie,
that wasn't was Miss Thailand.
Okay, but yeah. But Allie was, well, I thought she was okay.
But when she said that the biggest social movement, it was the youth. That's not a social movement. She could have said Me Too. She could have said the whatever.
Right,
maybe English wasn't her first language.
No one watches these pageants. Then, let's move on.
Okay. Stop it. We had a lot of traffic last night. And besides, and listen, Miss Columbia, she talked about terrorism and how the world needs more books, more education, more discussion, and less and more love, no hate, and no terrorism. Like, it was just a powerful message. Good for her.
Well, yeah.
I hope everyone tuned in for our full recap of that event. Let's move
on. Gino, you're mean.
Yeah.
You can follow.
I don't know. You must have had a really bad Thanksgiving.
You guys with the beauty pageants, I don't know. I kind of feel like the whole thing is really like old fashioned and like, let's get rid of it. I don't know why we're parading women half naked down stages and making them answer questions. It just doesn't, it feels very.
Well, we're all in agreement.
Like
the swimsuit competition has to go.
I liked what the girls said about the swimsuit competition yesterday, that they work really hard for their bodies and, you know, they appreciate that it's part of the pageantry and that, you know, if them walking down in a bathing suit looking good inspires someone else to live a healthy lifestyle, then like, that's great. I don't know. I kind of agree with that.
Well,
it's inspiring.
I might agree with you if we had women of all different shapes and sizes.
True.
But they were all really tall and really thin and just like not an iota of any extra, I didn't want to say the word fat.
Yeah, it's like 50 Barbie dolls. This is supposed to represent the women of America. Like, okay.
The world, the universe.
Oh, the world.
The universe.
The universe, not just the world.
Okay,
like,
well,
there's Mars.
Get it right, Gino.
For all the Bonnie's crushes, you can follow her at Bonnie_Fuller on Instagram and at Bonnie_Fuller on Twitter. We don't want to forget that. Okay, this may seem hypocritical since I just made fun of these beauty pageants, but you know what? Victoria's Secret Fashion Show is, they don't make any bones about it. This is about selling underwear and we know what it's about. But we interviewed a bunch of the VS Angels before the show, which is set to air, I don't know, like tomorrow night?
Tomorrow, right? Tuesday, November 29th,
but of course
10 o'clock.
it was pre-taped quite a while ago. So we talked to Alessandra Ambrosio and Adriana Lima and Stella Maxwell and Martha Hunt, Taylor Swift's friend. And she kind of told us about how, like, so the video is up on our YouTube channel. And Martha told us about how kind of like staying fit keeps her sane and not just healthy. And how like having people like Taylor Swift in her life also is a big help. Take a listen.
A huge difference in my self-esteem once I started getting motivated to do workouts and I started feeling more body confident. Overall, your physical health definitely helps affect your mental health and surrounding yourself with right people. Having a good core group of friends is very important, especially for the industry that I'm in, because there's a lot of traveling and it's easy to feel lonely and isolated. It's so nice to come home and get back to the roots of my friends over brunch.
Yeah, so I thought that was cool. And that video is now up on our YouTube channel for you to check out.
It's a great video. You should all check it out.
And I posted some things of it on my Instagram. You can follow me at Gino Orlandini for more on that. But anyway, Bonnie, let's get to the news because there is so much to talk about. What do you want to hit first?
Let's talk about the royal engagement. I was so happy. We had been saying for days that it was coming. The Prince Harry had proposed to Meghan Markle and that they had talked to the Queen and that they were going to be doing an official announcement. At first, the word was it was going to happen on Friday. So we knew it was imminent. And there it was, first thing this morning. They came out. I thought it was really beautiful. I noticed that Prince Harry was wearing kind of a sapphire blue suit, and I'm sure that was an homage to his mother, Diana, who wore a sapphire blue dress when she got engaged, and also her engagement ring is a sapphire. That engagement ring went to Kate Middleton, and who wore a sapphire dress. So now, but what he did is he had the engagement ring designed with a diamond from Botswana, where he and Meghan had gone to visit, but it was surrounded by diamonds from one of his mother, Princess Diana's pieces of jewelry. So he had his mom in there, and I thought Meghan looked beautiful and classy in a white coat. And they did it in Kensington Gardens, which is one of Diana's favorite gardens. And it was planted with white roses on the 20th anniversary of her death. So very much remembering his mom. And they did an interview this afternoon in which he said that his mother and Meghan would have been thick as thieves, that his mom, he just wished that she was there. She would have been so happy. You know, I knew Princess Diana, so it meant a lot to me to have her remembered so much. And I'm just, listen, this is a game changer, because there's been a lot of royals who were forced not to marry the one they loved, including Prince Harry's father, mm-hmm. who was really in love with Camilla Bowles, who's now married to, but she was a divorcee. He was mm-hmm. not allowed to marry a divorcee. And so he married Princess Diana. And that was like a famously unhappy marriage. And his aunt, Princess Margaret, the Queen's sister, was also not allowed to marry the man she loved, who was divorced, Peter Townsend. You have watched The Crown,
yeah.
they talk about that a lot in The Crown.
Wait, the Peter TV Townsend series. From The Who?
No. Well, maybe it's the wrong Peter?
No, there was a Peter Townsend.
Okay,
though.
So
you're
it's
right.
The same. I wonder if Peter Townsend, the Who person, if he that's his real name or if he took that name, because it was very famous.
Yeah.
This love affair between Princess Margaret, and then she was sent away to break them up, and she ended up marrying somebody else and was never happy and drank too much and
so sad.
Yeah, you know, you cannot force people to marry people that they don't love.
Right,
it never works out. So here's the thing: Meghan is a divorcee,
right, and she's biracial,
and she's American,
and American,
and the Queen gave her and them the blessing. Like, the Queen has learned, you gotta be modern and let people marry who they love.
Oh yeah, she's like cool.
The whole reason for these like forced marriages in the old British Empire, though, was always to shore up things politically, right? It's like,
yeah.
you marry your daughter to the son from the King of France, and then that alliance
right.
is shored up.
Yeah. Then you don't attack each other.
Yeah. Right. But I kind of like this marriage for that reason, too. I married this engagement because, you know, she's American and
right.
we Actually, have that what's called the special relationship with England, the close ties that the U.S. and the U.K. have always had.
Well, we did used to be a colony.
Right. They did used to own us.
Yeah, we had that little fight over that. But since then, things have been really good between us.
No, but you're right about that with the political. I'm reading Outlander right now. And on the second book, you hear about like the French and the British and then this Italian and how all their kings are like distant cousins somehow.
Yeah.
Through marriage.
Well, and you see, that was really bad for the royal family because they all intermarried all the other royals in Europe and they got these really bad genes.
Diseases, right?
Yeah, diseases, because it's, you can't keep marrying your cousins.
Sorry.
So they're going to, what's going to happen is that Prince Harry and Meghan are going to have the most beautiful children because they're in no way related.
Well, I thought it was really, really cool how Prince Harry and Meghan, when they gave that interview after, she said that all of a sudden they were roasting chicken. That's what she said. We were roasting chicken, and he just turned around and got on one knee. And I was like, that is so cool.
Like over a fire?
What? Like, no, in their kitchen. Like, they were just having a normal night in.
Right.
And
he has a little cottage on the grounds of Kensington Palace.
Right, which is where they live.
Oh, how nice.
And he just proposed. Like, that is so cool and normal. And just like, it gives me chills. And he said that he knew that she was the one from day one, and you know, that they were just so happy. And I'm just so happy for them, except I'm kind of sad because I always thought that Prince Harry and I like could be a thing.
Well, you know, two redheads,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. That's kind of, I
two
like
gingers.
I
too
really
close,
like,
though.
But she also said that she said yes, like before he even finished proposing. She was just like, yes, yes.
I love them.
It's like, let me finish. I hate it when you cut me off. Never mind.
they seemed really happy in their interview and really excited. But this, here's a bit of a sad thing, is that she is giving up her career. She kind of has to give up her career. Yeah. First of all, I mean, right now they've got this transatlantic relationship, and they said they never went for more than 2 weeks without seeing each other. It's one of the ways that they made it work, which I think is really important. It's so hard to have a really extended long distance relationship. But, you know, he needs a wife who's there with him all the time, and also to really help with his work. He's involved with a lot of charities. He does a lot with war veterans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's essentially taking up a political office inside the British
government.
It's like
being first lady.
Yes.
Right. Well, and they met through philanthropy, through their work with philanthropy, and she's very charitable, very philanthropic. So if she was giving up her acting career to do more charity work and do more philanthropy, I think that for her it wouldn't feel like she's giving something up. She would more so look at it as, I'm taking something else on.
Isn't becoming royalty a little bit better than acting anyway? It's a little cooler.
Well, I think people are like, oh, she's, you know, giving up her career for a man, but I don't think that that's how she sees it. I think that she thinks that she's going on to better things. She's just graduating from
well, she's doing something different. But I mean, that was her goal. Like, she wanted to be an actress. So she is giving up something. But I guess that she has made the decision that it's worth it, and that she loves Harry, and that they're so happy together, and she wants to have a family. She was married for almost 10 years to another man. And you know what? They really couldn't wait that much longer, because she's already, 36 or
and
just
he
turned.
Wants kids, right?
Yeah. Well, they want kids. Mm-hmm. They talked about how they want a family. So, I mean, they're talking about a spring wedding. I wouldn't be surprised if she's a pregnant bride.
No.
Yes.
The queen. They would never.
Yeah, never know.
I do not think so.
They might have to move up that wedding.
No way. No way. I do think that's why they got engaged so early, and that they want to do spring 2018. But
I know. But listen, you can't fight the biological clock. And hers is ticking. Because unless maybe she got her eggs frozen. Now, they could have done that. Maybe they've already done that.
Surrogate.
Also, everyone's
no, they don't
surrogate
need a surrogate. You don't need a surrogate for frozen
maybe
eggs.
Maybe Kate is carrying for Megan.
I don't know, maybe you want to pull a Kim and not, you know, keep your body in line.
No.
That's not why Kim did it.
She had issues.
No, I know she had issues, but it's, you know, it's two good reasons to do it.
Anyway, this is going to be very exciting, because it's going to be, you know, a gorgeous wedding. I don't think it's going to be the huge wedding that Kate and Harry had. Kate and William had. I don't think that's what they want. But still, it's going to be a very beautiful, romantic wedding. And I think this is great for the royal family to become more diverse.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's from a very middle class family. Like, these are modern times. It's good. The monarchy is updating.
Absolutely. And I loved this morning on The View, Whoopi Goldberg was saying, you know, to all those biracial and, you know, girls out there who thought that they could never be a princess. Well, love, you know, doesn't care. Like, that's what she said. And I thought that was so cool. And, you know.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's great. But yeah.
Okay, so we will be keeping you apprised of every development in the royal engagement and the royal wedding plans. Oh, and also I have to tell you that Jerry Byrne, who's the vice chairman of our parent company, has met Prince Harry a couple of times through his work with with veterans, because Jerry is a Marine. And he's very involved with veteran causes, and he's very involved with the Invictus Games, which are, Harry is like the patron of the Invictus Games. And he said, Harry's just great.
Oh, he seems great.
Yeah. He said he's genuinely a really great guy.
Do you think Jerry has ever killed anyone?
Who?
Jerry,
he's a Marine.
I know.
I've never asked him that.
He definitely looks like he could have killed someone.
I feel like sometimes he wants to kill me.
Me too. He walks in and he just goes, and I look at him and he goes, hi.
I always knew there's a reason I don't mess with Jerry.
He has
a dead calm about him. He's been in much more extreme situations. Okay, but, before we get to the Thanksgiving sort of weekend celebrity news, let's get to this more serious story because I don't want to end with it. Can we get into this Naya Rivera situation?
Well, it's pretty serious. It's very sad. Yeah. She was arrested for allegedly hitting her husband in the face and on the lip. They were staying with his parents over Thanksgiving weekend, so they weren't in L.A.
Her husband, Ryan Dorsey, 34-year-old actor.
Right, and they were in Utah, I believe, right?
Yes.
They were in Utah, random, and on a walk with their kid, and I guess she
they were having a fight.
Smacked him. Right, yeah. A few times.
They were having a fight over some... do you know what the fight was about, though? It was apparently over their son.
But she had filed for divorce from Ryan and then had it dismissed. She filed in November 2016. So they've had some issues. Now, let's also not forget, she and Ryan were not together for very long before they did get married. That was a surprise wedding.
Well, she was with him before... Then she broke up with him for Big Sean, and then when Big Sean ended their thing, she got back with Ryan.
For
and
it who? Was, it, for who?
Big Sean.
I don't fuck with you.
This is a little song.
You little stupid ass bitch.
Whoa. This is a song that Big Sean wrote about Naya Vera after they split. So you can see how he felt about her. I don't know what Naya did to Big Sean
that and after this
infuriated
whole-
him to call her those names, which I don't endorse, but... Maybe check out the radio edit of that song.
Well, after this whole thing, Big Sean tweeted and said, I told y'all.
Yeah. Yes. He's getting his revenge, isn't he?
So they have a 2-year-old son named Josie Hollis Dorsey. And they were apparently arguing over something about him. And then that's when Ryan got hit in the face. And she was released on a $1,000 bond.
Well, actually, her father-in-law came and paid the bond and picked her up. So
right.
It was all in the family.
And she, and apparently alcohol was involved. At least that's the report. I mean, big surprise over Thanksgiving weekend.
People and also, apparently, Ryan has video of the altercation. And there's video of her in court. And we're hearing that she is just so upset, so embarrassed. And so... you know, humiliated and, you know, just, of course, regrets that this all happened. And of course, she would feel that way.
How do you take video when you're being assaulted? Like, I make video for a living. I have to say that's impressive to, like, get your phone out and mid-assault.
I don't know. Maybe he had his phone in his hand and he just went, click.
Or maybe there was so much leading up to it and he was I am getting this shit on
you're
camera.
Right.
Like, you know, when someone's doing something funny or like, oh, like, let me take out my camera. I don't know. Things like that. Maybe things were just building and he was like, I need to document this because you're about to maybe murder me. But also I want to say that it was West Virginia, not Utah. But
okay.
Still middle of nowhere.
Well, in any case, I mean, I feel bad. I really feel bad for the family, like for all three of them, for Naya, for Ryan, for their little son, because ultimately this is a family that has a child, a 2-year-old little boy who needs to have two parents that are stable. And listen, if they're miserable together, then they can't be together, but they got to make an arrangement.
What do you think about Naya's mugshot? How does it rank? You know, against other
celebrity
mugshots.
Why isn't she making eye contact?
She's a little shamed.
Well, why would she? Like, would you really be excited?
Right into the camera.
She looks pretty good. She looks pretty good, though. She looks like she's had her lips done recently, and she's got full makeup on. She looks
She's good.
I would want to be one of the mugshot bays that goes viral. Yeah. Like, gorgeous woman arrested for murdering her husband.
She's pretty damn good looking, even in a mugshot. But yeah, she is thinking that, oh my God, why am I here? Why did I do this? What a mistake. I feel for her. I feel for them all. It's not a good situation. And let's just hope they get it together. But, you know, it's maybe and I'm sure they need counseling. They got to get counseling because violence, whether it's a woman against a man against a woman, it's always wrong.
I wonder if they'll end up going through with their divorce. Because even though she called it off last month, I wonder if they'll be like, you know what?
It's really
apart.
I've been in a couple like relationships where I've been hit, and it's really hard on a guy's side to, when a woman is like kind of assaulting you, because you can't really defend yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're in this tricky situation that you're much bigger and stronger. And so if someone is very mad at you and kind of attacking you and hitting you, if you hit back, they're going to be really, really hurt.
Right.
And so then it's really going to be you're the one who's doing this all. Even, you know, it's no one is going to care who started it if you strike back. So you have to just kind of defend yourself in a very passive way, in a way that kind of gets you a little bit more hurt than you would if you could actually. So it's kind of, you basically just got to run.
Well, that I would say is the best thing to do, because
just practical advice for guys out there.
There's also a difference between like with girls hitting guys, if it's like open hand or closed hand. Like, I do think that, like, you know, did you go cheat on her and then she came up and like slapped you across the face? Like, I would probably do that. But I think if you're like, she's punching you in the lip, that, you know, different.
Well,
open hand, closed hand.
Listen, domestic violence on either end is not a good thing. And Gino, you better not stay in those relationships.
No, I didn't. I just put my arms up and covered up and then
that's
got
what
out,
you gotta do.
You know, soon after.
Yeah. But let's hope that they get serious counseling or that they part ways. But in any case, Naya's got to get counseling because she can't do that to somebody else.
Yeah.
In any relationship. So, okay, so that's Naya, and we're going to be following along what happens next. And also, listen, I'm sure she does not want to lose access to her child. And if you're convicted of domestic abuse, that's going to be hard to keep custody of your child.
Yeah, it's so sad. It just feels like alcohol is to blame for a lot of the family strife that happens over the holiday weekend. Everyone wasn't drinking so much, a lot of this stuff wouldn't happen. I'm sure everyone has a little story like that in their family. So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe for the next holiday break, we can all pledge to keep a lid on it a little bit so we don't hit each other.
Totally.
There was definitely no hitting at my Thanksgiving.
No, not at mine either. None.
I mean,
No, not even any mashed potatoes thrown across the room.
Nope.
Me and my brother used to throw blows. I don't think that counts, though.
Okay, let's talk on. Well, we're on to Thanksgiving. Now, Jelena, not together for Thanksgiving weekend. But Selena looked like she's having a good time with her family in San Antonio. She was out on swing set with her little sister, Grace. And she seemed to be having a wonderful time with her family. And meanwhile, Justin went up to Canada, was playing hockey.
And we had heard so much about how they did want to spend the weekend together. But we had also been hearing in advance that it was super dicey because Selena's family has not yet forgiven Justin for all his many transgressions. So,
you know, you can't blame them.
Oh, not at all. But I also think if you think about it that, you know, maybe they had been back on for 3 weeks, a month before Thanksgiving. So it's a little weird if you think about just a real relationship. My friends don't go to their boyfriends, or my guy friends don't go to their girlfriend's Thanksgiving until a year, 2 years after being together. Not, you know, they're not going there
after 3 weeks.
After 3 weeks.
Well, I mean, it's not like they don't know Justin, but I think that is part of the issue.
Right.
That they've got to get over it. I mean, they've got to be convinced.
They have to. Right.
They have to be convinced that Justin is the changed person that he says he is and that Selena thinks he is before they're willing to open up their arms to him again.
Yeah, and Thanksgiving just might not have been the right time for him to be there.
And Justin went up to Canada and he was playing some hockey with a high school hockey team. Apparently his team called in advance to see if it was okay, because it wasn't his normal LA hockey spot. So he found some high school boys to play hockey with, and since Canadian Thanksgiving is not the same, so
exactly
it's on a different date, so it's not like everyone was busy on the Thursday, so that's what he was doing.
And being Canadian, they are all excellent hockey players, mm-hmm. and so it may have been a high school team, but they're probably just as good, if not better, than the team that he plays with in LA.
Probably pretty good. Yeah, you're basically born into skates in Canada. But then Justin was also with his ex, Caitlin, who he was with in 2009. He was in a
never
photo.
Never been heard of her.
Yeah, so they were photographed together. Apparently, they're still friends. They dated in 2009, right before Justin hit superstardom when he moved to Atlanta. So Scooter Braun found Justin on YouTube and then moved him to Atlanta in 2009 to sort of train and mentor with Usher. And that's kind of like how he got his start. And while he was in Atlanta, he met Caitlyn and they dated briefly. And then she sort of faded away because she didn't want to be a part of the spotlight. That's the story anyway, that the fame that Justin was experiencing wasn't really for her, but they've kept in touch all these years.
Well, I hope that Selena, you know, felt very confident and comfortable that they're just friends. And I'm sure Justin made her feel that way, because Justin has really pledged to her to be the boyfriend that she always wanted, to really be loyal, and that she's the one, and that he does not want to lose her after everything that they've gone through. And he felt he almost lost her. She could have died before she had that transplant, that liver transplant. Yeah.
So her name's Caitlyn.
Kidney. All right. Kidney. That's right. You only have one liver. You can borrow a kidney.
That's right.
Yeah, so her name is...
Actually, you can borrow a liver, too.
You can, like, you take half the liver.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it grows back?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Yikes. Her name, full name is Caitlyn Beatles. They were photographed with, like, some other person. It just seemed very casual, so I don't think it's anything Selena would need to worry about. But it makes for a good headline, like, Justin Bieber with his ex, you know, not with Selena over Thanksgiving. But I think it's all good.
Yeah, it better be.
Well, we are hearing that, you know, that they're really happy in this new relationship, and that so far that Justin is living up to everything that he promised, and that when he says he's going to call, he calls. When he says he's going to be there, he's there, and she's feeling that she can trust him again.
Yeah, and also he gets it that he couldn't be with her. He wants just to take baby steps. He understands that, like, just showing up for Thanksgiving dinner with her family, it's a little too soon at this point. And also the dynamic in the relationship has changed a little bit, we've heard. Like, it was always Justin kind of being bossy and calling the shots and come here, fly here, you know, do what I want when I want. It was always on his schedule. And now we're hearing that it's a little bit more Selena taking the measure of Justin and making sort of calling the shots and being in charge. And, you know, this is where we're going to see each other, because apparently Justin used to suffocate her a little bit. Very needy, always around, of course, until he wants to jet off and do something else. So it feels like there's a little bit healthier balance now. And everyone knows in relationships there's like a balance of power. Mm-hmm. And if one person lords power over the other, it can become very, very unhealthy.
Well, listen, she's in the spotlight right now. She just performed at the American Music Awards. She did her song, Wolves.
Yes.
And, you know, there was some controversy about that. I think we talked about that. Some people thought that she was lip syncing. She said she wasn't, that she was singing the main vocals. There was also some people thought she had an anxiety attack or a panic attack afterwards. Anyway, I thought she was great. But so she just did that. And now this week, we're going to be covering her Thursday night for the Billboard Awards. And she's
Billboard
going to,
Women in Music.
Right. So she's going to be performing at that.
Yeah. No, I think that...
I wonder if she's going to still have blonde hair.
She was bleach blonde for Thanksgiving. I didn't recognize her in that photo at all. And she had all those clips in her hair. I don't know. I just hope that their relationship is balanced, because I do think that that was such an issue when they were younger. And I think that that is such an immature thing that younger kids in relationships do. They kind of go back and forth about, like, with these imbalances of power in relationships. And when you get older, that's what you learn, that you kind of have to have this kind of balance.
Can't be one person chasing the other all the time. And, like,
that's what my mom always tells me a good relationship is.
Yeah. Well, I think your mom is right. Some wise words. Should we move on, though, to Kylie and Travis?
Because
there's a similar similar situation happening.
Well, yeah. I mean, they didn't seem to be together on Thanksgiving.
They were not.
No. Right. Well, unless they were behind the scenes, but there were no photos. He didn't seem to be at the Kardashian Thanksgiving dinner.
No.
Chloe was up in Cleveland with Tristan. Right.
He was in Texas for sure.
Kylie had everyone over for Thanksgiving. Well, she had Chris, Rob, Dream, and Kim, I believe, was there. Courtney and Chloe were the only ones that weren't. And Travis wasn't there. Travis was in Texas, where he wanted Kylie to come visit and be with him. And he actually held a turkey drive and did all this stuff. But she didn't want to be photographed.
And she didn't want to leave. She's like really wanting to be at home. But and also she did that sort of pink themed pictures for Thanksgiving. I mean, if she is a boy, then she's totally been misleading us. Yeah. Because every picture has been pink fingernails, pink table, pink backdrop in, you know, in her Instagram pictures. And now we're also hearing that she isn't going to announce the baby, that she's pregnant till she has the baby.
That's a miss of a payday. I'm sorry.
Like, I don't believe that.
She's not going to admit anything until this kid's in high school.
it's like my mom actually, and Chris had a baby.
No, but so we also hear that Kylie and Travis had a pretty big fight over this whole Thanksgiving situation because he's down in Houston with his family and he invites Kylie and Kylie once again declines. He's been inviting her to come on tour. He wants to see her and she's been holed up in her Calabasas mansion or wherever she is. And Travis wants them to just have like kind of a normal situation and Kylie is being so guarded right now. Where do you guys come down on this? She, you know, I guess she really doesn't want photos to be out there. She doesn't want the media scrutiny, but he thinks relax.
I think somebody that you love should be more important than photos.
Right. I think her fame is getting in the way. I agree with
you. Yeah. Like, come on. If you love Travis and you want to be with him, be with him. Who cares who takes pictures? And why are you trying to hide it anyway? If you're pregnant, you're pregnant. Like, and if you want a big payday, well, she could have any number of big paydays to release the photo of herself pregnant or to, you know, do something exciting. I'm sure you could get it out of the way.
I also think, though, that Travis, knowing that Kylie does feel this way, and maybe she's really embarrassed, or maybe she just hasn't come to grips with the fact that she is pregnant and having a baby. Who knows? But knowing, you know, loving her, knowing that she's feeling this way, like maybe he should come to LA and be with her there. You know, why does he need to be in Houston? I mean, I guess his family's there, but they could have flown his family out to Calabasas
number.
I don't know. I mean, he could have stepped up too. She's the one that's pregnant. Maybe she can't fly. I don't know.
I know, but
she's almost due. I don't know.
No, she's almost due.
They always fly private anyway. It's not like it's
February. Yeah. Isn't she doing February?
Well, that's
3 months.
Yeah. Usually
last trimester.
That doesn't matter. Lots of women fly.
I know, but I'm just saying though, like she's very pregnant.
It's not like she has to wait in the airport security line either. Right. I mean, they take private jets. But I have a theory as to why we're not seeing any kind of pregnancy reveal from Kylie.
Or Chloe.
I think that Kylie maybe wanted to do a reveal, planned on doing a reveal, but she kept on putting it off and putting it off. But didn't she, the whole time that she's putting off and she's like, oh, I'm not ready yet, she keeps getting more and more pregnant. And so she's waiting for the perfect moment where she has the perfect pregnancy body that she wants to show off. But I think she's probably feeling a little bit insecure about it. And we've been hearing that. And suddenly it's gone so far that she doesn't want to do it at all now. And now
I don't know. I think that there's some huge reveal coming. Like there's some gorgeous, pregnant, naked belly photo shoot for some cover.
Like it's already happened?
Like maybe it's Vanity Fair coming out.
You think it's already happened though?
Vogue.
Yes.
Let's get Anna Wintour and lock her up until
like they did it like what, last month or something?
Yeah.
I think that they did it when she wore the butterfly rings and had the pink nails.
Yeah.
That's what I think because it was like behind the scenes or something. She Instagrammed
it. And she could be naked with just the pink.
And like butterflies everywhere. Yeah. Like pink butterflies.
I agree.
Totally.
Okay. You guys are down for the conspiracy.
No,
I
think it's some beautiful photo shoot by a top photographer that's coming soon. And same with Chloe. They're just.
Yeah, I bet like Mario Testino or like Annie Leibovitz or something did it.
Or maybe it's she and Chloe together on the cover of Vogue. You know, something like that is coming. It's coming.
Okay. I like it.
Okay. So tell us, guys, what do you think? When are we going to see these pregnancy reveals? And how excited are you about the royal engagement?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm glad because, you know what? Prince Harry's been like a third wheel.
Totally. I agree.
William and Kate for a long time.
I just feel bad for him. He's fifth in line for the throne.
I think he's so happy.
Probably.
Yeah. He's so happy that he's just never going to have to be king. He'd be like 195 right. anyway, because look at Prince Charles is still waiting, and he's got to be getting close to what, 70?
Prince Charles too.
Yeah.
Before we run out of outro music, we forgot to do reviews, but we'll do one next week because we got our new one. So I'll read it, and in the meantime, give us a rating and review, and we will read yours on the show when we talk to you next time.
Bye.